It's funny, isn't it, how certain events made a car. Isn't it strange how certain events in your memory made a car quite a way away? Wait till it goes. It's funny, isn't it, the things that you remember that stay in your mind, and they have this huge significance. And start again. The thing that I particularly remember about the workshops that sort of sums them all up really is that's no good. Start again. I particularly remember the sound made by the grinder when he'd finished working and he'd left it to wind down. It sort of had got a lot of momentum, and it would be in this sort of sloppy neutral, with the handle turning as well as the wheel. And the mechanism was worn, that caused the shaft, you know, to make a regular contact with the drive. We'd round and round and round. Slowly getting less and less, gradually elongating. There are a number of workshops that I remember from my childhood. The earliest one was in the late 40s, in the place where my grandparents lived. Thank you. The interesting thing is the memories that stick in my mind really have to do with those workshops and the very few occasions when I was there with him. The thing is, I wasn't allowed in these places by myself. As I got older, into my teens and so forth, I could sort of go in there, I suppose, but I always felt very uneasy when I was there by myself. And I was never allowed to touch or use any of his tools. If I was going to use any tools, I had a sort of a, you know, a chisel and a hammer and a few things that he would designate as sort of mine. But I always got the impression they were ones that were pretty stuffed, you know, and they weren't, it wouldn't matter if I damaged them in some way. But I could never relax when I was by myself in those places. Every now and then, I know it was very seldom, I have the memory of helping him do something in these places. And quite often it was looking after his tools. Thank you. He had a thing about things being sharp and things being well maintained. I got the idea that he was extremely competent, that he was very skillful, and that he could do anything with these tools, that he could make anything, that he could solve any problem, that he was absolutely invincible in everything, but particularly in the context of this workshop environment. The element of being in the workshop with him which really excited me the most was the possibility that I might have physical contact with him. And I realize now that this was something which I really, really desired enormously, was this possibility of actually touching him and being touched. It wasn't in the front of my mind, it wasn't a sort of a conscious thing. But now, in retrospect, when I think back, the one or two occasions when there was physical contact, particularly in the context of these workshops, this was really special. The processes of the sharpening used to fascinate me. I used to like the noise, the sound of the grinding wheel was really enormously abrasive. gross sort of sound, you know, metal on stone. Was also very, very precise task. Same with the whetstoning. There was a movement that you made with your hands and forearms that actually transmitted itself right up through your shoulders, a sort of a figure of eight movement. Used to leave this track in the very light oil that he'd use on the stone. That used to absolutely fascinate me. Round and 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 round. It was always sort of the same, but never the same kind of thing. And I used to become, you know, mesmerized by this, and I'd get really, really close, and he didn't seem to mind, I think because he didn't even realize I was there, or he knew I was there, but he was focusing and concentrating so much. the occasions that I really liked were when he would actually let me help him work the manual grinder. He'd ask me to turn the handle. He'd actually invite me into the task, and this was a pretty big thing for me. And it was quite difficult too. You know, you had to keep the handle turning at a constant speed while he sort of sometimes varied the pressure of the blade onto the wheel, and every now and then I'd be able to anticipate what he was going to do by looking at the muscles on his arms. He had very long forearms with very elegant long muscles and beautiful hands, especially for a tradesman. And I'd get really close, of course, to them when he was working and I was working the wheel. And sometimes I'd even touch his shirt, you know, I'd brush up against him accidentally every now and then, and I could really smell him, smell the sweat and the sawdust and the tobacco. And it was just, like I say, at the time, didn't give it a second thought, really. But now I realise it was just life-giving to me, that physical sense of belonging with him. And one of the most moving things that's ever happened to me was finding, after he died, in his workshop, a box, a big sort of tea chest box with a sealed lid. And when I got inside this box, it was filled with failures. It was filled with botched jobs, things that he tried to make, and it buggered up. Dovetail drawers, little cupboards. Sometimes the objects were perfectly made, but then he'd gone and tried to inscribe his name on the thing in some, you know, prominent place and ruined the thing. And he'd hidden all these. He hadn't got rid of them.